Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from France, we have Sister Murette Rude Christensen. Sister Murette is a contemplative nun at our monastery in Dax. Her preaching is entitled, So That the World May Believe.
Today we celebrate the Feast of Saint Augustine. On this day, the Dominican Order has proper readings since we follow the monastic rule of Saint Augustine. The reading is from the Gospel of Saint John. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you loved me. For several centuries now, we Christians have been divided into different denominations and churches. Most of us think of this with sorrow and strive for Christian unity. In this work, it is important to know each other better and to recognize what the Spirit has sown in the others, says Pope Francis. And he continues, we must walk united with our differences. There is no other way to become one. This is the way of Jesus. End of quote. But in this work, we may also experience a paradox. When two Christian communities are approaching each other, we may, in the same time, create two new divisions. Why? Because the two communities may split between those who want a unity with the other community and those who don't want it. Christian unity has never been an easy challenge. Today's Gospel is taken from the priestly prayer of Jesus. This prayer is situated between Jesus' last speech to his disciples and his suffering for our salvation. These words are thus of great importance and filled with high theological significance. In his prayer, Jesus mentions the unity between himself and the Father when he says, As you, Father, are in me and I in you. This unity is fundamental both for Jesus himself and for his mission. It is because of his unity to the Father that he could be sent to the world to do the Father's will. Without this unity, Jesus could not have fulfilled his mission. As Christ's unity to his Father is essential for his mission, so is our unity to Jesus and to each other essential for our mission. The Church is the body of Christ and is from the very beginning united to him. But we, the members of his body, don't always seem to be aware of his importance and significance. But Jesus knew this, and he prays for our unity. Jesus says, "I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." If we really want the world to listen to our preaching and believe in Jesus, we must live united to Christ and to each other. Jesus entrusted his mission to the church, and it is as a community that we are called to bring the good news to the world. Our mission relies thus on our unity. Outwardly, unity is necessary if we want to be credible in the eyes of the world. Inwardly, unity is necessary if we want our community to be centered on Christ and to grow in the Holy Spirit. A monastic community preaches by its very existence. Brothers and sisters who are living together in harmony, where they forgive each other mutually, are witnesses of God's forgiveness to human beings. This is a part of their prophetic vocation. Each Christian community is, however, called to be a concrete and visible sign of God's love towards human beings, so that the world may believe.